Members of Australia's World Cup bid team were putting on very brave faces after Australia's hopes of hosting the 2022 games were dashed overnight. After 3 years of intensive lobbying and $45 million spent pursuing the dream, the Australian delegation went from hope to bitter disappointment when FIFA declared that the Arab oil-rich nation of Qatar would be the host country for 2022. As it was, Australia was never in the running. It was knocked out in the first round of voting, having secured just one of the possible 22 votes. It was a miserable outcome for the Australian delegation in Zurich. From there, Europe correspondent Emma Alberici filed this report.
For Australian Football Federation Chairman Frank Lowy, it's a particularly devastating result.
Australia, what can I say? I can only say that I'm bitterly disappointed. Disappointed for you that we couldn't deliver the 2022 World Cup.
FIFA's rotation system means Australia won't be eligible to bid again for 2026, so we'll have to wait at least until 2030 for another tilt at what is the biggest event in the world. By then, Frank Lowy will be 100 years old.
We've done our best. I know that we could not have done anything better. The bid was very credible and the behaviour of our team was fantastic. I'm proud of that, but I would have liked to have delivered the 2022 World Cup.
Qatar presented a bid full of emotion, imploring the executive committee to make history by sending the World Cup to the Middle East for the first time. Chief executive of the winning bid, Hassan Al-Thawadi, told a packed auditorium that awarding the World Cup to his country proved that the region was not the inhospitable place many suggest it is.
Bringing the World Cup to the Middle East now and the FIFA's momentous decision today will showcase the world that the Middle East is home to a lot of people. It is opening its arms to the rest of the world, and in doing so, such misconceptions will be dissolved.
The Metro, one of America's largest circulated daily newspapers, is running a headline that reads, "Corrupt FIFA missed a huge chance to win America over." The body of the article bemoans the fact that football's governing body has awarded the World Cups for 2018 and 2022 to Russia and Qatar, respectively. In their words, two dodgy countries.
The winner to organise the 2022 FIFA World Cup is Qatar.
The look on Sepp Blatter's face spoke volumes. The FIFA president appeared rattled when he first discovered the outcome of the vote. He and the Qatari member of the voting panel are sworn enemies, and besides that, he knew how the result might be perceived. There had been a torrent of reports suggesting collusion between the Spain-Portugal bid for 2018 and the Qatar tilt at 2022. Newspapers were awash with stories about how they had agreed to swap votes. It was alleged that the deal would guarantee Spain 7 votes. And Spain, while it was beaten by Russia, did come away with exactly 7 votes for its 2018 bid. Qatar beat the US in the fourth round, 14 votes to 8. In the final counting, Australia managed to attract just 1 vote out of a possible 22 and was knocked out in the first round. For the first time in 44 years, FIFA awarded 2 World Cups in one day. In another upset, England was also knocked out of the first round for 2018. With just 2 votes, the winning Russian team attracted 13. This is Emma Alberici in Zurich for AM.